In a large meeting hall, teens are getting ready for Culture and Belief Night. One group huddles near the stage, working out details for a Latino heritage skit.
So start off with, where are y'all from?
Where are y'all from?
Okay, well, I'm Mexican. I'm Salvadorian.
Across the room, several others are brainstorming questions about LGBTQ history and pride. Their presentation is inspired by The Ellen Show.
I need to practice my dance. Okay. I need your feedback.
The activity is part of the intensive 4-day Project Inclusion Retreat. 5 to 6 times a year, the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities partners with school districts to facilitate these gatherings. It gives teens and educators a safe space to talk about difficult issues like race, gender, and sexual orientation. Jonathan Zuer is the center's president.
We think about Project Inclusion as being a process of awareness to action. Where students are able to really leave mobilized with knowledge, motivation, and skills to make their schools more inclusive places without bullies, without pressures of gangs or violence, places where all students can feel connected and respected and valued.
45 teens from Richmond Public Schools are here at the Jamestown 4-H Center. It's right on the river with tall pines, fresh air, and plenty of space to reflect.
I thought it was going to be a camp where we just held hands and were talking about our struggle, and it's not like that at all.
18-year-old Asma El Omari thought the retreat might be sappy. Plus, she says she doesn't like crowds. But the format helped everyone get to know each other quickly.
Every group was different. My cabin mates are different from my group mates. My workshop mates are different from that. The people who I eat lunch with are different from those. And then, so, like, I know everyone. And each time we have had these workshops, there was something personal. Like, even if it was, like, after dinner and we were playing 21, we were talking about, like, how we learned from our parents or we learned from our older siblings and similarities and not-so things that were similar.
While there is fun and laughter during the weekend, the retreat is intense. The day begins at 8 a.m. and ends around 11. An early workshop tackles the cycle of prejudice, from conditioning to verbal dehumanization to physical violence and institutional bias. Through discussions and role-playing, they examine what it means to be a bystander, upstander, and ally. They're learning how to be better peers, that it's okay to be different, that shared experiences can be a source of strength. 17-year-old Donovan Wall says when they arrived, a staff member said to expect an emotional roller coaster.
That is an understatement about coming here.
Walls is a boxer and gets his emotions out through the bags. But at the retreat, he's learned that honest and respectful communication can be really effective.
It's just like being more of an open person, like you have to be open here. And it's like, it's okay to be open because everybody's so accepting and it just feels like you're comfortable here. You can even get comfortable being vulnerable.
Well, you know, it's been a very eye-opening experience.
It's almost like you're taken out of the real world to help figure out how to fix the world.
13 Richmond Public School educators are taking part in the retreat, including Thomas Jefferson counselor Willie Dupree and Armstrong teacher Christina Crawford.
We were able to see the true side of our students and how much they've been through. And it's amazing that, you know, they've been through so much and they're still here and they're still fighting on. And then when they hear our side of how much we've been through and that we're all college graduates and we're all teachers or counselors or educators of some sort, that they now can see, oh, well, just because this happened, well, that happened to Miss So-and-so, or that happened to whoever, they know that they can come out of it as well.
We've been able to see kids really open up, become vulnerable, take off their mask, and get a little bit deeper understanding as to prejudice and, I would say, just a re-education as to what's really real versus just the things they see on TV. It's things that has really emotionally opened them up and has given them power, I think, to be able to go back to their schools and share among their classmates to become better individuals.
Taped to a wall in the meeting hall are large sheets of paper compiling what the teens are learning, how to stand up for someone, that it's okay to meet new people, that honesty needs reflection, to lead and listen, to love oneself.
It's really overwhelming because, you know, most people just thinks they don't fit in. And it's really hard to see this because they think that they're going through it alone.
16-year-old Rosa Giselle Lemus came here to gain leadership skills. She wants to be the change in her school and community.
Using this concept, we see how much we can relate and how much we just are more similar to each other. And it's just a feel that no matter what, you know, I'm going through the same thing. I know your pain and I will be here for you.
An important part of Project Inclusion is inspiring teens to take action. In this space, they're called delegates, and they're expected to figure out ways to use what they've learned back home, says Jonathan Zur.
We've seen students over the last decade come out of Project Inclusion and change traditions in their building to be more inclusive. Traditions that might have only attracted one racial group to attend are now bringing in much more diverse groups.
Zur says students have gone back to their schools and developed initiatives to connect with English language learners and students in special ed programs. At one school, students tracked where and when hurtful comments were being made and found it was more prevalent when no adults were around. They presented their findings at a faculty meeting and did role-playing to show how teachers could effectively respond.
That has been a game-changer for that school because they've been able to change where adults are placed throughout the building. Teachers now have capacity to be able to interrupt more effectively during instructional time or downtime within the building. And so students come up with these really creative engagements.
Richmond's delegates have been working on their own action plans, adapting things they've learned from Project Inclusion. A group at Armstrong High School organized Spirit Week to boost morale ahead of standardized tests. One day's theme is Mix Match, encouraging students to engage with someone they've never talked to before. Another is Twin Day, a buddy system where students check in on each other. Small steps, but important ones, as these students use their new tools to build inclusive spaces. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCBE News.